Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that part of your transformation as a Christian sometimes involves taking physical steps? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, we've been looking at Jacob, and don't I love the story of Jacob? It's a life transformed. It's a life blessed by God. It's a human like you and me. It's not a perfect man. You know, later on in the Bible, Joseph, the son of Jacob, he's basically a perfect man. There's no fault listed in Joseph's life. He would have had his sins, but he's like a type of Christ. There's no error or failing or weakness that's really mentioned in his life. But Jacob, on the other hand, we know he did lie, he did deceive, he was a bit tricky, often put up to it by his mum. But in chapter 35 of Genesis, the Bible says that the Lord appears to him and says, I want you to go up, go back to where you come from, return to Bethel, where I first appeared to you. And the Bible says in verse 2, Jacob said to his household and to all those who were with him, put away the foreign gods that are among you, purify yourselves and change your garments. Interesting, change your garments. Now let's look at what happens. It says here in verse 4, they gave Jacob all the foreign gods which were in their hands and the earrings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under a terebinth tree, under a tree. But what I want to highlight from this story is that clothes and earrings, they had to leave them behind. They had to get rid of them. Now in themselves, clothes and earrings are not bad things. I mean, I've got clothes on right now. I mean, imagine if I didn't have clothes on, it'd be a bit weird. And it'd be a bit weird if you walked down the road tomorrow or today where you live with no clothes on, went shopping, went to work, you know, you'd probably get locked up. But here in this story, they're having to get rid of their clothes and their earrings and their jewelry. Why is that? Because these things had meaning. They had significance in their lives. These clothes were probably purchased in situations and circumstances where people were not worshiping God, where they weren't honoring God. It might have been a style of clothing. And it sounds like his family members and the people with him had sort of got caught up in the things of the world, the things of the culture of the people that they'd been living amongst. Maybe some of those earrings were given through friendships and relationships with people who weren't honoring God, weren't putting God first in their lives. Maybe some of them even had inappropriate relationships. We don't know. But the point is this, they had to take physical steps to walk out of the old and into the new. Christianity is a journey. It's a journey out of our old life into our new life. Of course, we know scripturally that our old man is dead. The Bible says our old life is dead. We have a new life in Christ on the inside of us. But that doesn't mean we don't need to take physical steps. Now, you might say, oh, Andrew, you're reading an Old Testament story here, an Old Testament reference. You know, I'm a New Testament person. I'm a New Testament Christian. Well, so am I. But in the book of Acts, the Bible says in Ephesus, a great revival broke out. And it's in chapter 19 of Ephesus. And people brought their magic books and the stuff they used to do in their old lives, and they burned them in Ephesus. And a great revival broke out. Why? Because they took physical steps. They walked away from the old life. They walked away from the old man, Paul describes him as, the old person on the inside. And they took physical steps to cement that commitment, to cement that decision that they had made. Just like Jacob's family had to discard their jewelry, had to discard their clothing from an area of the world they lived in where the people weren't really worshiping God. Sometimes you and I need to discard things. We need to throw things away. I know when I first got saved, and it was a few years ago now, there were things called records and then CDs that music was contained on. And some people, because that music was a part of their old life, they identified with the music, maybe it brought back memories of parties and nightclubs and dancing and, you know, relationships that weren't really godly relationships. People used to get rid of their records and burn them and throw them out. And for others, it's clothing. I know myself, when I got saved, I was a surfing kid on the beaches of Sydney. I sort of stopped wearing all the surfy clothes for a while and just had to find a new identity as just Andrew, not the local dude from the beach, the surfer dude who was mates with all the locals, but just Andrew on his own. And I had to find a new identity in Christ. And I'll tell you what, that identity has stood the test of time. And now I can wear surfing clothes because my old life is so long ago now in that beach culture, all those old friends, I've lost contact with many of them. But my point is this, sometimes you got to take physical steps. Joseph's family had to take physical steps. I want to encourage you today, if you're following Jesus and you feel a prompting in your heart sometimes to get rid of some stuff that maybe is a connection to an old relationship, a connection to your old life, don't be afraid to throw it out. Don't be afraid to get rid of it because God's given you a new life and He wants you to walk in the fullness of the new life that He's given you.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.